Hey, this is Pete Cironis, and I am here with the president of On Point Consulting, Samara Shulman. How you doing, Samara?
I'm good. Nice, cool, crisp afternoon in August, right? Yeah, still August.
It is.
How are you doing,
Samara?
Oh,
when the pumpkin, when the Halloween is out at Michael's and the candies at Giant Food or Safeway, wherever people shop, like to me, I'm ready. And pumpkin spice latte, I think, is now a thing at Starbucks. So we're at that time of year.
Yeah, until it goes back up to the 80 tomorrow. But yeah,
yes,
I'm with
and
you.
who knows? We may have 80s on Christmas. Okay. Hey, for our audience, the last time Samara and I chatted, we were distilling a really cool article titled Leading Through Uncertainty, and there were tips for taking intentional action. The article was published in July, and we're going to kind of keep diving into it because it was just chock full of really interesting stuff. And again, for the audience, you know, this theme that we hit on, uncertainty in and of itself presents challenges as well as opportunity. We're going to hit on some of that, as well as, though, the glass half full opportunity to grow and innovate and be a resilient organization. At the end of the day, we're hoping that this discussion will fuel your fire and look at uncertainty as a catalyst for growth.
Yeah, I love the comment, fuel your fire, because I think we're going to start with the first one in the list, which was let emotions have a seat at the table. So I'm ready to discuss that one.
I love it. I love it. This particular one about letting emotions have a seat at the table. You know, when I was reading and digesting some of it, it really focused on that. Oh, it could be frustrating when there's uncertainty. It could be anxious. But I think you can dwell on that and then say, all right, well, how are we going to change the dialogue? How are we going to use this as that springboard for growth?
Yeah, I mean, I read that, and even rereading it more so, I'm tempted to take the uncertainty part out of it. I think it's just very interesting whether or not there's room or space at a table for emotions. I think many of us were brought up, grew up, started professional careers and told you leave your emotions at home. You leave your baggage at home. That's personal. And in a professional setting, you're 100% professional. And I remember, Pete, when you and I were discussing this the first time around, I think I made the comment too that a year or two ago, there were a bunch of those articles how you're not finding women in the boardroom. And one of the reasons it gave was because women tend, at least in the past, to be more emotional, or at least they're thought to be more emotional. And to me, this is just such a juxtaposition of that here it is now saying, oh, yeah, let emotions have a seat at the table. And I just, that's what I've been thinking about when I read this. So taking the uncertainty out, I love that this says let emotions be a part of pretty much your professional daily life. But I do think that there are some caveats, parameters, guidelines, things that need to be discussed. Because to me, when you're discussing, emotions, I guess in a professional setting, it's more so about managing the culture, or at least ties in very, very closely to managing, creating, growing your company's culture.
So let me riff off that. You know, I love that you referenced there's that, well, here's how it's maybe traditionally been done. Leave your emotions. No, I'm an emotional
guy.
That's
a better way of saying it.
You know, I heard you say, and there's no question here, but feel free to comment, the emotions, bring them on and let them settle. The discussion you and I are talking about, you know, you never know what's going on in people's lives, right?
Yep.
We never know if somebody's sick. We never know if somebody's dealt with something, you know, tough in their life. They're maybe unhappy or they're depressed. I mean, we don't know what's going on. And I think emotions are a part of that culture building. So that was a great point you made. And I think what I heard you say was, you know, it could also, by bringing that in and letting it exhale, you don't make those impulsive decisions, and that uncertainty kind of can quell. And then it gives an opportunity for, as you're doing with your business and company.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it also gives you, emotions bring different points of view. They let you know who is passionate about what on your team. And I think along with whatever's being discussed, letting people bring their emotions, or at least helping to create a safe space where people know it's okay to bring their emotions and they won't be judged upon how their day is going or that specific emotion lends itself to also understanding your workforce better, right? I mean, you understand who is passionate about what, who cares more about what, who wants to give more attention to something, who feels more responsible for something. I think it's letting emotions be part of the conversation. And like I said, I mean, I did specify safely creating a space where people feel that they can do that. I think it's just insightful and gives you more insight into your team, let alone what's being discussed. I mean, I think the different viewpoints, the different ideas, creativity, thinking outside the box are going to come from emotions being a part of these conversations as well. So while this article speaks about frustration, anxiety, uncertainty, because the article focuses on uncertainty, I do think we should also be looking at the flip side, that not necessarily during times of certainty, I'm not sure if we ever have those, that it's not always those anxious, uncertain times. It's also the positive thing. So I think that too speaks to more of the insight that you'll see with your team if you allow some of these emotions to be safely shared.
That intention and passion seems to be a recipe for success. Okay, Samara, I am fired up for us to meet again. As always, so wonderful to see you and hear you.
Right back at you. Thanks, Pete.